Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome. Yes, sir. King Jewel 23 here. I got some news I got to update about our network. Yes, sir. We're going to have a real conversation today. There's going to be some uncomfortable truth out there, but this stuff's got to come out. Right? We are in our last days. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Judah Life Podcast. I'm King Judah 23 here. You can follow me on Instagram at K-I-N-G-J-U-D-A-H 23. And, of course, on the link on the bio, go to my website and find out where you can catch the Judah Life Podcast in your local streaming platform. I wanted to get this out first and foremost, right? We had a little situation a couple days ago, and I wanted to call out, I'm going to call out YouTube for this. And when I say I call out YouTube, I'm not just talking about YouTube in a bad light. YouTube really opened my eyes, and I really want to you guys to understand where I'm coming from, right? So a couple days ago, I posted a video late Sunday evening. But either Sunday or Monday evening, doesn't matter. I posted something about the elite's plan for depopulation, right? And so I posted it, and then 10 minutes later, I get a notification on my email from YouTube saying that they're going to put a strike on my channel. And the reason why they put a strike on my channel is not because of the video itself. The whole thesis of the whole entire video was not community guidelines. The reason why they put a strike on my channel is because a part of the video had Bill Gates from his TED Talks interview saying that we want to depopulize by 10 to 15% if we use our vaccines. And of course, the elites want to continue to hide the fact that the vaccine is killing people, but it's fine. It's their platform, and I want people to understand something. I don't want people to get mad at YouTube and have a whole bunch of emails going to their support staff and say you need to stop doing this, stop censoring shit. No. Let those niggas live. Because I'm gonna tell you something. Why I keep saying the Most High is going to use your enemies as your footstool, right? So I want to first and foremost say this to YouTube, right? To the team out there that has something to do with my channel being having a strike on it, and to people on YouTube that's doing all the censorship. Let me say this to you guys, first and foremost, before I get to what I really want to get to, right? You're not going to stop the truth from coming out. It doesn't matter if you put a strike on somebody's channel. It doesn't matter if you take the content away. It doesn't matter. The truth will get out. There's going to be a time where CNN, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, okay, Facebook, all these big major news outlets, all the independent media that's been trying to hide the COVID vaccine for years and years and years now, I'm telling you guys now, there's going to come a time where the truth has to come out and you can no longer censor it. There will be a time, I'm going to say this again for the people in the back, because I think some people are slowing down on the yellow bus, right? There will be a time where you will not be able to censor the truth. Okay? So I'm just going to be up in front of honest with you. I'm not mad at you. And I'm going to tell you the reason why I'm not mad at you. I'm actually thankful that you did this for my channel. Because I'm going to tell you why. Because we're going to get bigger and better. We're going to do a lot bigger and better things. Right? With the channel. But I'll get to that in a moment. But all these news outlets, all the social media, you guys are fighting so hard to keep the truth away from the people. And I'm telling you guys, you're just going to make it worse on yourselves. Anybody who works at YouTube, Anybody working at these major media outlets, all these healthcare workers, all these doctors, all these people that is trying to protect the lie, trying to protect a lie, trying to protect the fact that you're killing people. I am telling you, when the truth gets out, you won't be able to protect your families. I am telling you this right now. So you can go do the strikes on my channel, and you can do this, and you can do that, and you can take this part out, and you can take that part out, and you can give us a warning, and you can do this, and you can do that. You can do whatever you want because it's your platform. And I agree with you 110%. It's your platform, your rules, your community guidelines. I definitely do get it. But just remember what I'm telling you guys now. There will be a time. There will be a time when the truth, when it finally comes out, you won't be able to hide it anymore. That's all I got to say on that. But anyway, welcome to the Judah Light Podcast here on the Empire Network. So they put a strike on my channel. I won't be able to upload for a week. Monetizing is going, possible monetizing. It's going to take a little while to get monetized, but that's okay, because guess what? The Most High is paying all my bills anyway. You see what I'm saying? The Most High is paying my bills anyway. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, man. The Most High is going to take care of his people regardless. We don't have a late notice nowhere on our bills. There is no late notices nowhere, period. So, again, people can sit up there and do this and do that and say what they want to say. That's cool. And I want people to understand, you can't get mad at these people for having rules on their platform, okay? You can't get mad at these people. You cannot get mad. I was not mad whatsoever. I was a little shocked because I'm like, the whole thesis of the whole entire video had nothing to do with the vaccine. But because Bill Gates mentioned the vaccine, that's why I got struck on my channel. So I got to do a lot of editing now. I got to start doing editing, start doing this, start doing that. And that's fine, because you're making us better. Okay? You're making us better. You're making us, let me say this again. You're making us better. You're making us a much better network. You're making us better. And I'm going to tell you the reason why I'm saying that. Because now I'm starting to go into my production. And what I mean by production, I'm starting to do editing. I sent a couple of people that I know videos with raw edited footage. And it's coming out clean, man. It's coming out clean. It's coming out real clean. So next week you'll start seeing some updated videos. Okay, you're gonna see at least two videos gonna be coming out. It's gonna be like, whoa, like wow, this is King Judah 23 in the Empire Network. They really on their shit, bro. They really on their shit. And also, we're also on Daily Motion as well. That's right. We're on Daily Motion. Hold for one moment. Yeah, we're on Daily Motion, and we also on Twitch. And also, breaking news on the. I know on the website it says. For the football league, for the simulation football league, I know on the website it says it's going to be on YouTube. We have to switch it to Twitch for right now until next week. So next week's games is going to it'll be week 3 on YouTube, but right now week 2 is going to be on Twitch. So please, I updated my website. It's going to be Esports on Empire. It will no longer be Dome Football League. I put all the Esports is going to be on the Empire Network under one page. And that's Esports on Empire. Okay. I have the Dome Football League. And also coming up, we'll have professional wrestling. And we're also going to have basketball as well. Those are the other Those are the other two things I'm going to have working on. So the Empire Network, trust me, guys, there's nothing going to stop. A strike is not going to stop anything. Okay? A strike is not going to stop anything. It may slow down some things for a little bit, but guess what? Even that is by the Most High's plan. See, let me say this to you guys right now before I get to the topic, right? Do you understand sometimes when you have a fallback, that's really the Most High is really saving you from a lot of things? See, let's go into this, right? See, if I was to get monetized right now, right? If I was to get monetized and I had $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 coming in every single month, if you're not ready spiritually, you're going to fuck that money up. If you're not right, if you're not right in the head, if you still got a lot of bullshit going on with you, you're not going to see that money if you're the Most High chosen, man. You're not going to see it because you still got a lot of growing to do. So sometimes the Most High may take away something just for temporarily. And you know why he going to do it temporarily? Because you still got a little bit more growing to do. You still got a little bit more refining to do. Then he's going to give you your favor. Not a blessing. Satan blesses. See, Satan come to you right now and say, hey, I can make you a star. You'll be a star in 2 weeks. Look at Sexy Red. Look at Ice Spice. Those two, and I'm not here to talk about those two as human beings. We just gonna keep it real. We just talking about them as performers. They suck. Let's just keep it all the way real. Ice Spice, Sexy Red, Sukiyana, all these girls suck as far as performers is concerned. Okay? But the reason why they're on top, that's the reason why you see Ice Spice with Taylor Swift. First of all, Taylor Swift is a reptilian. That's the first thing, first and foremost. That's the first thing. But we're gonna move on. The reason why you see Ice Spice on the VIP session of the Super Bowl, the reason why you see Sexy Red with all this money and got people all over her, is because they don't have no light, man. They don't have no light. See, when you got a light on you, man, people ain't coming to you like that. You're not gonna get the blessing from Satan because your light is on. You know you gotta go see P. Diddy. You know you gotta go see Oprah. If you want to be anything, you know you got to see Tyler Perry. You know you got to see Kevin Hart. And this is what I'm saying. I'm saying this, man. I'm saying this. Because guess what? The Most High, he's going to give you your favor when it's time, when you are refined, and when you have your shit together, man. That's when he's going to give you your reward. That's when he's going to give you your favor. That's when you're going to start seeing a lot more stuff going on and happening and moving forward. You're going to start moving forward. You're going to be like, damn, man, you know what? I feel a lot better now. You get rid of a lot of those toxic ass people in your life. You get rid of a lot of people that don't need to be in your life. Man, I feel better. Now you want to start being healthier. Now you want to start eating better. Now you want to start drinking better. Now you want to start drinking lemon water. I got lemon water right here. Now you want to take care of your mental health, take care of your peace. Because guess what? All that toxicity was weighing you down, man. And sometimes the Most High may have a reward for you. He may have that new house for you. And guess what? You only may have to pay $2,000 down instead of $25,000. Because you favored by Yahweh, that's why. I wouldn't suggest buying a house in this market right now. But let's say, for instance, the Most High. See, and let me say this right here, and I don't want to talk down to Yash Karah. And by the way, I'm gonna talk to him about him later on this show, because I do have to somewhat apologize to him. But I'm not going to apologize. But I have to do somewhat apologize to him. But we'll get to that in a moment. When you hear somebody like Yash Karah say, hey, don't buy a house right now. Or you hear somebody on the podcast say, hey, don't buy a house right now. See, let me tell you something. That's their situation. See, I want you to understand, see, people may give you advice sometimes based on their situation, based on what's going on with them and their credit and the way they move. I'm just here to tell you some real shit today, because we're going to keep it real here today. Today's show, oh yeah, by the way, today's show is going to be co-signing bullshit, and you're going to find out why. So, I'm not saying that Yash Karat is wrong. Yes, buying a house in this market is horrible. I understand it totally. But the Most High may have a favor from you. You may have been living in that crummy-ass apartment in the project for 3 years. You got your spirituality right. You got your health right. You got your mind right. You reading your word. You understanding your word. You reciting scriptures. You start having more and more a better relationship one-on-one with Yahweh. You don't have everything all together, but you was better this time than 3 years ago, right? The Most High is going to see that and be like, okay, I'm going to give you favor. First thing we need to do, we need to get you out of this crummy-ass apartment. We need to get you out of these projects. That's the first and foremost, we need to get you out of these projects. Because guess what? Toxic behavior, even though you're a spiritual man, if you're around a whole bunch of devils, a whole bunch of snakes, guess what? It's going to be eventually before the snakes get to you. The evilness get to you. Well, we have to call it for what it is, guys. So yes, it may not be feasible. It may not be a great time to buy a house. But guess what? Your individual favor is going to be different from everybody else's individual favor. Do you get what I'm saying? What may be a bad market for Yash Karat could be a great market for you. What could be a bad market for King Judah 23 will be a great market for you. So yes, I understand where Yash Karat is coming from. And I understand where a lot of people are coming from. Right now is not a good time to buy a house. But guess what? You cannot let that deter you from what Yahweh is trying to give you. If Yahweh is giving you a favor of giving you a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house let's say for instance, in Atlanta, for the average house in Atlanta is like 100 plus. But let's just say for instance, somebody just wanted to get rid of the house. They sell you the house for $75,000. Okay. Now, the bank is going to tell you, oh, the only thing you got to do is put $2,000 down. Come on, man. Your payment's going to be what? $925. That's your individual favor, man. And you got a job that can cover all the bills. Woo, come on. You got the income to cover all the bills. Come on, let's talk today, baby. Let's talk. So yes, it may be a bad market for King Judah 23. That's true. It may be a bad market for Yash Karat. That's true. But it may not be a bad market for you, because Yahweh is going to make a way for you. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? But anyway, I want to talk and I'm going to get to the harder topic, co-signing bullshit. But I wanted to talk about Yash Karat. And I've been on this platform talking about Yash Karat. He's been tripping, and I don't know what's going on with him. Talking about this American Indian thing. And remember I told you about a month or so ago, he posted a video on his Instagram, because I follow him on Instagram. And I sent him a comment questioning, hey, who's on the ships? And he deleted the comment. When I came back and I let him know, I went down the scriptures, I did everything. I broke it down. I broke it all the way down. Well, finally, he was on a live Saturday. I was so happy to be on Instagram on Saturday. I don't be on Instagram like that anymore, but I'm gonna start being on my Instagram a little bit more, by the way. But we're gonna move on. So he was on Instagram. He was doing the Instagram live, and so I went back and I asked him the same question again. Now I'm thinking to myself, I said, now Yash Karat, watch Yash Karat, I'm gonna start being angry and start being pissed off. He's gonna start cussing at me. And to be honest with you, that brother really broke down how he felt and what his position is. And to be honest with you, bro, I don't totally agree with you. I believe that, yes, some of us was already here. I'm going to keep saying that again. Yes, some of us was already here. Yes, I do believe that some of us was already here. But I'm not going to sit up here and say that some of us was didn't come from the slave ship. See, the thing is about when you find out new information, you start to question the old information. Why not both can be true? Why not the transatlantic slave trade did happen and we did come on ships? And also, cannot be true that we was already here as well. Yes, some of us already here, but others came through a ship. Both is true. Both of it is absolutely true. And I want that to be known. When two people have a disagreement or having a debate, both can be right. I'm going to say that again. Both can be right. So the reason why I say I kind of have to apologize to Yash Karah, even though we can go back to the scripture in Deuteronomy 28:68, said we will return to Egypt in ships, which we are already. We are in modern day Egypt because look at Memphis, Tennessee. Look at Washington, D.C. Come on. Look at the monuments in those two cities alone. So we already know that we are in modern day Egypt, but we're going to come back in ships. But yes, also we have found out that the Most High said in his word that we were going to be spread all four corners of the earth. Well, guess what? The Most High placed some of us in America already. 25% of the slaves in America was American Indian. Okay, so now we understand that now. But what about the other 75%? The other 75% came through a ship. So what Yash Karah is saying is true. Yes, we was already here. But also at the same time, some of us came through a ship. And so I will continue to disagree with Yash Karah on that. I do believe some of us came through a ship, but also at the same time, some of us are already here. So I want to kind of apologize to Yash Karah for coming at him saying that, you know, he may be been compromised. He may have been this, he may have been that. And who knows? He still may be compromised. I don't know. But I have to give the brother his due. He broke down how he felt. He broke it all the way down. And I kind of think he kind of knew who I was. Because everybody in the chat room was like, man, what is he talking about? What is he talking about? And Yash Karah said just like this, no, that brother is right. And we need to start asking questions like that. So even though me and Yash Karah may disagree fundamentally of the transatlantic slave trade and people who are already here, the fact that we both agreed that these questions need to come up and we need to have these types of discussions, I have nothing but respect for that, brother. So again, I do apologize to Yash Karah for coming at him saying that blase blind and just having all that energy towards him. I didn't mean anything by it. I didn't mean anything to belittle you about or talk crap about you about. I didn't mean anything by that. I just go by the scriptures, man. Okay? And my goal is at the end of the day is not to make $1,000 every day or $1 million every year. It's not my goal. My goal is to make sure that the people that listen to this podcast, the people that listen to your podcast and Brother Calvin's podcast and other people's podcasts who have their light on, is to be all fundamentally be together in spirit and in truth with knowledge. So, again, I'm not here to apologize, say, oh, well, I apologize. We all American. No. I still disagree with Yash Karah fundamentally on the American Indian versus the transatlantic slave trade. Yes, some of us was already here, but some of us came through a ship. So I still disagree with Yash Karah on that. But I cannot sit up here and say, well, that brother been compromised, that brother's an asshole, he's this, he's that, a third. I can't do that. I can't do that to that young brother. I can't do that to that brother, okay? So I want to and I'm going to be the bigger person. I'm going to be like, listen, if I offended him, I apologize. And he said, nah, man, you know, you didn't offend me, man. You know, I talk like a warrior. Hey, man, love it, man. I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it because I talk like a warrior. And so, again, I wanted to really put that out there. You know, like I said, he may still be compromised. I don't know. But I don't want to put it out there by myself saying that brother's compromised. You know what I'm saying? He broke down what he felt and what he researched on because he did live in Florida for 3 years. He did leave in Florida. He lived in Florida for 3 years, and so he found some stuff that was going on in Florida that that the indigenous black Indian really ran Florida, and it's true. And also the indigenous black Indian ran California as well. Okay? Really, before Christopher Columbus brought his goofy ass over here. And by the way, he didn't discover no America, but he still came over here. Really from Virginia all the way to Florida was connected as one, the indigenous people. So that's Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee, West Virginia, Kentucky, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and South Carolina, Florida. It was all connected together. It wasn't no individual states. It was all connected. Now, I don't know. Now, he said that Israel was in America. I don't know about that one. I'm going to have to do some research on that. I will do my research on that because I'm not quite sure about that. I'm going to start saying that from now on. And also, Yashkarah was also, he said, yes, I preach the Hebrew Israelite stuff. Yes, I have over 500 scriptures. The same thing I said, he regurgitated. Well, I mean, coming back at him with that. He said it himself. Hey, I did teach this. I did, and I apologize. I did say go to the mountains. I apologize. I did say to go do this, and I apologize. So, the brother apologized. He apologized for the things that he said. Again, I don't all the way agree with him with the American Indian. With the Black American Indian stuff, that we all are American Indians. I don't believe that. But at the same time, some of us was already here while some of us had to be brought in ship. So that's it. So to today, co-signing bullshit. And I'm going to be honest with you. I saw something. Let me drink some lemon water real quick. So I was watching Kwame Brown on YouTube, and yes, they got to him too. We know that. But I had to really come on the show, and I had to agree with the brother because I've been feeling like this for a long time. And again, I'm going to have to put the spotlight on my people, okay? And I know. The only time we want a spotlight is when we twerk and shoot somebody, right? But we're gonna have to put the spotlight on this. Why? And let me say this as well. Other races do it as well. Latinos do it. White people do it. Chinese people do it. Arabs do it. I get that. But this is notorious with black folks. You know your sister ain't shit. You know your mama and daddy ain't shit. You know what your family member's doing is evil and it's not right. But when somebody brings it to your attention, what's the first thing that most of us are going to say? I mean, don't talk about my brother. Don't talk about my sister. Don't talk about my auntie. But these are the people that is bringing bullshit in the situation, right? And Kwame Brown said, why not just tell your mama, I love you. And I still have respect for you, but you dead ass wrong. Mama, I love you and I will kill anybody for you. But you dead ass wrong in the situation. Daddy, I love you, Dad. You know, I still respect you. You taught me how to be a man. You taught me everything. I will never forget the teachings that you showed me. But Dad, you know you dead ass wrong for this. Dad, you know you need to go apologize. Dad, you know you need to go to that brother or that sister and say, I'm sorry. Why is it that black people cannot admit this? Why is it that black people cannot admit that their family members is doing bullshit? Why can't black people say, you know what? I can't go along with this. This I can't go along with. I can't sign off on toxic behavior. I can't sign off on destructive behavior. I can't sign off on this stuff. Why is it that we got to go above and beyond and fight for toxic people, and we know in the back of our minds that our mama's not doing the right thing, our daddy's not doing the right thing, our sister's not doing the right thing, our brother's not doing the right thing, our uncles, aunties, whoever relationship, cousins, whoever relationship it is, why is it that we are so scared to admit that our family members are dead wrong in public? Why is it that we got to go out there, man, don't talk about my brother, don't talk about my daddy, don't talk about my mama. But the person talking about your mama is telling you the truth. See, and see, that's the reason why majority of black folks are going to get the judgment they're going to get, man. That's just fucking facts, man. What happened to that woman in Memphis, Tennessee? First of all, they said, oh, she was a good mama. She did this, she did that. See, you still co-signing bullshit. First of all, as a mother, as a parent, period. It don't matter if it's your father, it don't matter if it's your mother. As a parent, period. You need to go find out, why is these children fighting? Okay, you had a disagreement at school? Okay, fine. We're not going to do all this jumping and all this commotion going on and blah, blah, blah. I got some boxing gloves at the house. If you got some boxing gloves, go get some boxing gloves. Boom. What happened to the old days of, okay, remember the Jackson 5 movie? Remember that? The oldest boy. Y'all had a disagreement? Okay, that's fine. We're gonna settle it. Put your boxing gloves on. Okay, y'all had a disagreement? Okay, what was the disagreement about? See, sometimes you don't even need to put no boxing gloves on. Sometimes it's so petty and so stupid that you'd be like, oh, come on, y'all gonna fight over that? Y'all really fighting over that? Come on, let's get together, man. Come on. Listen, what's your favorite movie? Blase blah. Oh, I like that movie too. Oh, you know what? I tell you what. I'm gonna pay for the movie tickets, man. Here's the movie tickets. Boom. Y'all go get together, man, and talk, man. I guarantee you these kids will be best fucking friends in 3 fucking hours. Kids don't think like adults, man. Yeah, they may have a disagreement, but guess what? They still fucking kids, man. They still fucking kids. And so I'm going back to this lady in Memphis, Tennessee, and I'm gonna get to her in a minute. Instead of doing that, instead of coming together and saying, okay, why is the children having this agreement? Why are we arguing with each other? You go join in the fight, then the lady pulls out a gun. Because I guess she saw somebody else had a gun on them. She pulled out the gun. I guess one of the other children's father saw that and shot her down, which he had every right to do. Because if my child is fighting and all of a sudden you pulling out a gun, you're going to levitate too. You getting the fuck up out of here because I'm going to murk your goofy ass. I'm going to kill your stupid ass out here because you're not going to kill my son. You're not going to shoot my son down because your child's losing the fight. You're not going to shoot my son down because you want to co-sign your daughter's bullshit or your son's bullshit. You're not going to do that to my child. And so that goes back to what I was saying. Why do we co-sign toxic behavior as a black community, but then we want respect from white people? That doesn't make fucking sense. It doesn't. It doesn't make a bit of lick of sense. Sometimes you need to say, Dad, you dead ass wrong. Or baby, come here. You know you dead ass wrong. You need to go to that other child and apologize. Why we can't do that as a community? We always got to be, man, I could talk about you all day long, but ain't nobody else better not talk about you. See, that's the problem right then and there. That's the fucking problem right then and there. And then you're going to end up being like my father-in-law, who is 61 years old, who raised three grown-ass daughters, who is a grown, who has grandchildren right now, and he's scared to say to his parents, "Mom and Dad, you know you dead ass wrong." That's the problem with our community. We are scared to tell each other that we are dead, you dead ass wrong. We are scared to tell each other that. We are scared to tell each other, man, "Hey, man, you toxic for me, man. I got to get away from you, bro. You doing too much, bro." "What do you mean I'm doing too much?" "You doing too much, man." Why are we so scared to say that? But yet we want to go to the white man, "Oh, massa, hands up, don't shoot. Please, Black Lives Matter. Please this, please that." I'm just really not understanding it. But then you want white people to admit that they was wrong by the transatlantic slave trade, but black folks don't even want to admit that they damn mama is toxic. Woo, come on. I said on the other on another show, you know your Uncle Joe's been touching the family for a long time. All the young girls, they already know, don't go around Uncle Joe. Everybody in the family knows that. But you so scared to say something. Why? Because Uncle Joe been paying Big Mama's bills. Woo! And so you don't want to be bothered with Big Mama. So you let that shit slide. See, and that's the reason why there's so much poison in our bloodlines. You'll be wondering, why is four children all at one time got gunned down like a bunch of damn dogs? Because it's the fucking bloodline, man. It's the fucking bloodline. It's the fucking bloodline, dog. You be wondering, why is all the young girls, they get pregnant at 15, 16 years old? Because it's a curse on the bloodline, man. Why so many of our young black men, as soon as they hit 21, they go to jail? Because that's a curse on the bloodline. Because somebody in that bloodline knows all the family secrets just too pussy to motherfucking let it come out. So we're going to talk co-signing bullshit today. I'm going to drink some more lemon water, baby. See, we talk about real things. And by the way, that goes across all races. I'm talking about my black people right now, because we're dead last in everything from infrastructure to education to economics to education. Everything we are dead last in. Our boys is behind two grade levels of reading. Our girls are starting to lead in teen pregnancies. It's a curse on the bloodline. It's a curse on the people. But see, if you go to Deuteronomy 28, you'll know that the Most High is going to put curses because we didn't obey his commandments. And then you get some young retard get up there talking about, "Man, the Bible fall. The Most High, I guess Jesus turned his back on us when we went through slavery." First of all, his name is not even Jesus, because they didn't invent the letter J until 1524, asshole. Yeah. They didn't even invent the letter J to 1524. Go look it up. Go on Google. If you can go on Google and find out the latest TikTok dance on with the Beyonce song, you can go goddamn find out when was the letter J invented. What year was the letter J invented? In 1524. But see, we don't even do simple research like that. These phones. Let me say something about these phones. And I'm gonna get to that toward the end. These phones. You can find out anything about everyone and about everything on these phones. All you gotta do, go to Google. Okay, when did they invent the letter J? What year did they invent the letter J? 1524. That was 10 seconds out your life. And you found out a world of knowledge. You have 15 years of knowledge within a 10 second search. But why do our people And I'm talking about Judah. Why do our people sit up there and continue to be cursed? Because we don't even take 10 seconds out for 15 years of knowledge. Woo! See, we want somebody else to tell us. We want somebody like Beyonce to go up there and say, yeah, sister, y'all the black queens, y'all the original. Oh, Beyonce said we're the original. We gotta be the originals now. You sound stupid. You want a celebrity to give you give you a pat on the back and a cheese sandwich. It doesn't work that way, man. The hell's wrong with you niggas, man? The hell's wrong with you? You can't take 10 fucking seconds. But you go on Google and you're going to find out the autopsy pictures for King Von. Oh, wait a minute. Time out. What? Yeah. You'll take time out your busy schedule and you go search autopsy photos of King Von. And boom, it's right there. It took you 15 seconds to find that out. But you can't take 15 seconds to find out who the Most High real name is. See, that's the problem we have with our people. And we don't call the shit out. Well, you know, my mama was raised Catholic. My mama raised Pentecostal. So because your mama is going, you're going to do the same things your mama do? And then you wonder why black folk continue to be cursed? I love this generation. I'm going to tell you why I love this generation. Because it's breaking curses. A lot of the old bullshit, a lot of these old farts. And I'm talking about people from 50, I'm going to say 55 and up. That has been co-signed this lie. Co-signed this lie. And I'm going to keep saying it. Co-signed this lie. You keep on lying. Oh, yeah, his name is Jesus. Yeah, church is the only way. And blase, blah. And this, that, and the third. And, you know, you got to vote Democrat if you black. Or if you ain't black, if you vote Democrat. See? And by the way, the Republican Party, they ain't shit either. I'm just going with the old black folks what they say. Right? Well, you got to pick the lesser of two evils. Why are you picking evil? If you're a man or woman of Yah, why are you picking evil anyway? Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever heard an older person say, well, I understand that Joe Biden is racist too, but you know what? You got to pick the lesser of two evils, dog. Why are you the child of the Most High? Or are you going to start picking evil? Woo, wait a minute, time out. Yeah, see, they don't like hearing that. They don't like hearing that. So you know what, man? You're going to get out of my face with all that, man, because I don't give a fuck. I'm going to tell you this now, dog. I don't give a fuck what nobody say, bro. I'm going to do what I'm going to do, dog. Why you so mad? Why you so hostile? Why you so angry? Why you so bitter? Why? Because the truth hurts. That's why. The truth hurts. That's the reason why. See, as long as I tell you that, hey, let's go to the club tonight and let's get drunk. Let's go find some hoes and go fuck them. See, y'all all in for that. Man, y'all put all your chips in for that. Let's go to strip club tonight, you know what I'm saying? I heard free before midnight, you know what I'm saying? Are y'all down? Y'all all down with that? You put all your chips in? You guys gonna come together? You gonna, bro, how much money you got? I got 200. Well, how much you got, bro? I got 150. How much you got, bro? I got about 400. All right, how much you got, dog? I got about a stack on me. Okay, let's all come together. I'm gonna say this right now. Let's go get a session, and it comes with a free bottle, you know what I'm saying? For $400. You know what I'm saying? So all of us got to put $100 together. You know what I mean? And since you got $1,000, you know what I'm saying? Well, I tell you what. Listen, we'll put all our chips in. You know what I mean? And then you put your chips, some of your chips in, and say, we can have a big pot. So when the hoes come, we can make a rain on them. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Yeah, man. You know what I mean? Y'all will do all that. But nobody's willing to come together to tell Big Mama, Uncle Joe has to go to jail. Woo! I know about Uncle Joe, Big Mama. Don't you talk about your Uncle Joe like that. He took care of me for the last 30 years. You know, I had diabetes and I had to amputate my foot and I got high blood pressure. And don't you talk about your Uncle Joe. He paid all my bills. And he cut my grass every two Saturdays. See? Co-signing. What bullshit. This is why a lot of your family members are going to start dying. And by the way, this goes to all ethnicities. I'm just talking to my black people right now. But white people, trust me, you're going to get it the worst. That's why these migrants are here. These migrants are here to destroy the European Americans. So I want you to understand why you listen to this right now and say, man, that King Jude 23 funny. No, I'm not funny. Ain't nothing funny about me because your time is coming too. Best to believe that. Your time is coming too. But right now, I'm talking to Judah right now. Then you're wondering why people's health is so fucked up. I'm talking from experience. I'm not talking about anything that I heard, that I may have heard, that I may have said, that may have been talked about. No, I'm talking from experience. Currently and before. Then you wonder why your family members are sick. Who? You're wondering why is the baby coughing all the time? Hacking, we gotta take them to the doctor every two or three months because the bloodline has been cursed because you don't want to call out sin or call out evil the way you want to call it out. And like I said before you know, you'll end up like my father-in-law. He got a favor. He got both of his parents still living. But you 61 years old. I want you to listen to me. You're 61 years old. And you scared to tell your mama and daddy that they did wrong. Woo! That's sad, man. You can't even have a beer in front of them. You go hide your beers. Mama and daddy coming, hide your beers. God damn. And I'm not saying that. First of all, you're supposed to have respect for your parents. No one. I'm not telling nobody not to have respect for their parents. Okay. Yes. Of course, you're not gonna go up to your mommy and dad. You want to hit this blunt. You want to hit this beer. But goddamn, I'm a grown ass man. I'm a grown ass fucking man. I can have a blunt. I can have a beer. I raise all my children. And I got grandchildren. I can do whatever the hell I want. Y'all niggas, that, I'm telling you, that nigga is scared to even have beer around his parents. That's just sad, man. That's a sad, sad state of affairs. But see, and then I'm, like I said before, I'm not going to put all the business out there. But he's scared to tell them that they dead ass wrong. He's scared to tell them that they dead ass wrong. But see, let me tell you something. And I'm going to say this and I'm going to end it like this. Eventually, all that bullshit they co-signing will catch up to them. See, I'm going to tell you something right now, man. While you guys sitting up there and you say, you better talk about my mama. Well, yeah, I can talk about my mama. I can talk about my mama. But you better talk about my mama. See, that's that old bullshit that needs to go away. If your mama and daddy are toxic, damn it, it needs to be called out. I don't give a damn if it's by you or by somebody else. It needs to be called out. Now, of course, you're not going to let nobody come to you and say, man, fuck your mom, fuck your dad. You're not gonna say no shit like that. Of course, you're not going to lie no shit like that. But if somebody telling you the truth about your family member, why are you so offended? You co-signing what? Bullshit. And then you wonder why things are happening to your family members. You wonder why your finances are not in order. You're wondering why all of a sudden I'm taking so many falls in my life. Because you co-signing what? Bullshit. That's it. So anyway, let me give you a little bit of an update before I go, right? The Autism First Foundation page will be coming up very, very soon on the Empire website. Also, please support my merch. Okay, Judah Life Clothing. All right, with our partnership with Bonfire, please. The link is in on the website. Matter of fact, you can just click on the picture, and go straight to the website. And like I said before, matter of fact, let me. I don't think I can do it right now. I got hoodies. I got tees. I got sweatshirts, okay? Guess the most expensive item is on that store. $40. I think either 40 or 50 bucks. But I know for damn sure all the items is under $70. Now, I'm gonna tell you this like this. So you'll go to Nike, right? You'll go to Balenciaga. You'll go to Louis. You go to Gucci. You go to all these places, and a Gucci belt itself is $300+. You could pretty much order one of everything on my store for less than that. You're gonna have a T-shirt. You're gonna have a hoodie. You're gonna have a sweatshirt. You're gonna have custom a premium tee and a classic tee. You're gonna have all five of them want you to equal $300. I don't believe so. Hold on for one moment. Let me see something real quick. Let me see something. Cause I want to let you know where we as a people, and then we wonder why we're not getting anywhere. Well, man, we need to start supporting each other. See, the Most High don't even want that. I'm talking about my 1/3. The Most High don't even want that. Let's click on here. So anyway, so. Judah Life, okay, premium, premium tee, $30. Pullover hoodie, $40. Crew neck sweatshirt, $38. So that's $108 already, right? $28 is a classic tee for $28. Okay, so that's $136, I believe. And then the Comfort Colors unisex tee is $35. Okay. So what? That's what? 107. Okay, about with taxes and everything like that, just a little bit over $200. And you can get one of everything on my store for less than a Gucci belt. And guess what? It's gonna go to a good cause. Ooh, what? Yes, parts of the profits go to my nonprofit foundation called Autism First Foundation. Yes. We're giving back. We're not just selling merch and we getting rich and we're going to act like a YouTuber. We're going to act like Charleston White. Yeah, by the way, yeah, Charleston White sold completely out. If you saw his last video, he let you know. He's letting you know he sold out. But we'll move on. We're not gonna sit up here and be like Charleston White and we balling. No, we're not doing all that. We're not doing that. We are giving back. We're giving back to the people. We're giving back to the community. Autism is really killing our black boys, especially. It's killing our black boys, especially. And so we need to have a foundation that is going to take care of low-income families. Yes, families who got money, families who got $100,000, $1 million in the bank, they can afford to take their children anywhere. No, we need, the low-income families need to know if their child's on the spectrum so they can get a head start. The sooner you understand that your child's on the spectrum, the better it will be for you. Then you can start making moves toward schools and resources and speech therapists and stuff like that. You guys need to understand how hard autism is on two parents, okay? And I'm a single parent, and I got an autistic child. So that's double the work. But to be honest with you, my wife took care of a majority of things while she was here. Let the Most High be with her. But it's hard as a single parent. Okay? With a child on the spectrum. And it's definitely, it's hard on two parents. So we want to give low-income parents the opportunity, because guess what? It costs between $3,000 to $5,000 to get your child tested for autism. Me and my wife was just, we was fortunate from the Most High, got favor from the Most High Yahweh to get a voucher to go to Emory University to get our child tested for autism. But that doesn't happen for every family. But with the Jewel Life clothing brand and the Autism First Foundation, we are looking to get families get their child tested. And we also want to partner up with autism research units. If you guys are willing to partner with a nonprofit foundation so we can get children tested for them to be on the spectrum, please let me know, okay? Let me know. The Judah Life Shop is open, okay? 6 out of 7 books is available right now. The 7-Step Blueprint to Rewiring Your Mind for Success. 5 Passive Income Businesses You Can Start Today. How to Get 100 Followers a Day on Instagram. How to Become an Influencer. Virtual Networking Success. And 5 Amazon FBA Mistakes You Must Avoid. Okay? So, also, I have an ebook coming out. Yeah, that's right. I have an ebook coming out. How to Dispatch Trucks Guide to Starting Your Dispatching Company. I'm a truck dispatcher by day. Okay? So, I wrote an ebook. It's a 19-page ebook. $8, okay? $8. Hell, you spend more on that on Backwoods. I'm just trying to tell you. You get 2 packs of Backwoods, it's $5.35 a pack. Okay? That's here in Georgia with the sign. $5.35 a pack. So you buy that's $10.70 plus tax. I'm giving you an ebook on how to run a business, how to start your own business, and so you and your family can have future generations of wealth for $8. Man, I don't know about that, man. I don't know. But guess what? If you want somebody to teach you how to run your how to start a dispatching course, well, guess what? I have an online/in-person classes as well. Okay, I have a truck dispatcher's course. It's $200. For 2 to 3 hours, I'm going to teach you everything you need to know about dispatching. And guess what? If you need more than 3 hours, I'm going to be there for you. I'm going to take a day out to teach you. I'm going to take a day out to teach you. And guess what? If you buy the course for $200, if you buy the course, the ebook comes free. Come on, man. I'm giving you the book, the step-by-step guide on how to start your business. And then on top of that, if you want the dispatcher's course, it's a 2 to 3 hour class for $200. And guess what? The ebook comes with it. Damn. Come on, man. You can't beat that. You can't beat that. Stop thinking small. Stop thinking like a slave. Start opening your mind, okay? But thank you very much, everybody, man. Peace and favor, because the Most High gives favor, Satan blesses. Peace, one love. And by the way, I'm going to have another episode coming right after this. I'm going to let you guys know about the rest of season 9 going to season 10, okay? Peace out.